welcome, and thank you for joining us. We're sharing with you tonight a concert of Renaissance Christmas music. We've got quite a variety, such so that we actually snuck in a couple medieval pieces and one that's really more Baroque. But depending upon who you ask and what country you're talking about, we could sort of say the Renaissance was roughly 1450 to 1625. And again, to make generalities, as you look at the late medieval music and the early Renaissance music, you see oftentimes multiple lines, usually in what we're playing, it's just two, that are very clear, two separate parts happening at the same time. And then as the music progressed, perhaps that's a strong word, as the music changed, you'll hear fuller, more chordal harmonies sort of moving all together. And the next set really shows that. There Is No Rose of Such Virtue, which is about Mary, is really very medieval sounding, and it's very clear, two parts, a vocal line, and then the line that I'll be playing. And then I go into Greensleeves, which is very chordal, a tune that hopefully you know. And especially in the variations really are on the chords, so it's very chordal and rhythmic, and you don't really even hear that melody anymore.
Glory soon, songs. The first one is English, and the next two are French. Lulay Lula is also known as the Coventry Carol. You'll probably recognize it. But if you haven't paid attention to the words were written and were performed in many plays and pageants for various kings and queens of England of the Renaissance period. And it was usually part of the pageant portraying the innocents. This is the voice of the mothers preparing for the murder of their children by King Herod as he was looking, searching for baby Jesus. The next set of songs, Psalm 42 and Comfort, Comfort, O My People, the music is written by French composers. They are actually the same tune. The first are variations on the lute, and the second is a well-known hymn in the Christian church.
Children to slay.
German hymn. This one is harmonized by Michael Pretorius. And this is followed up by a dance, an English dance called Woodycock, that shows again some of these theme and variations that Elizabeth talked about at the beginning of the program.
Thank you. Bonitas, tu bonitas, in fine.
another favorite old German hymn, a little less known than the Es ist ein Ros, Josef lieber, Josef mein, which is about Joseph, you may have guessed. But it was actually part of a, sort of came from a medieval custom of cradle rocking during nativity celebrations, and you'll hear it sort of has a lullaby-like quality. And then a very well-known song, although not with these words, In Dulce Oblido, which goes back quite a ways, although this version is from around 1600. Ironically, the words that most of us know now are less politically correct than the original. You'll see when we get there. Sorry to subject you to so much tuning. Catherine in particular has gut strings, very organic and very susceptible to temperature and humidity changes. And the poor thing came from Seattle this morning, so it's being a little cranky. I don't have the guts to have gut strings because I have 15, and an instrument with 15 strings that crank is cranky is pretty unbearable.
You'd never hear this song.
Yeah, I should never get there. Thank you. this next one, which isn't really known today, but people always seem to like it when they hear it. It kind of tells a story and has a few warnings in there as well.